White Church. So welcome to the first Sunday of 2020. We are starting this brand new series. This, the first Sunday of January, is usually the annual celebration where we look back to the past year, but also a service where we look forward to the future, to our future together as a congregation, as individual. If you are new to Delaware Christian Church today, visiting us, you picked an exciting day to come so that you can hear about all the great things that God has done and all the things that we ought to look forward to into the future. And at the same time, get some of God's word that will apply to your life. I was just yesterday, my kids play soccer. We're a soccer family, being from Brazil. We love soccer. And yesterday, they started a futsal thing. So we were in a futsal place down in Columbus. And I was having a conversation with a guy that I know well, because his son and my son, oldest son, they play soccer together. And they have been playing soccer for a couple of years now. And we're just having a conversation. And he knows that I'm a pastor. So one of the questions that we're talking about resolution. And he looked at me and I looked at him. I was like, so how's your spiritual life? He's like, why church? Why belong to a place? Why bother? And I was like, you walk into my sermon tomorrow, so let's do this, right? So I preached it to him. He gave his life to Jesus, and we're all good. No, not really. You know me. I don't do that quite that good. We had a great conversation of why church, why believe, why belong. And this sermon series is focused on that. It's to put wood in your fire for God, for the church, and what we stand for, and what God is doing specifically here in the life of Delaware Christian Church. I would love to start by reading from Psalm 98, verses 1 and 9, because I believe that this psalm really is a great one for us to start the year into it. And this is what the writer say. Compose a new song and sing it to the Eternal because of the unbelievable things He has done. He has won the victory with the skills of His right hand and the strength of His holy arm. I love this version. I love a couple of things about it. First thing is the description of God. It's called the Eternal, because God is not only of yesterday, not only of today, not only of tomorrow. He is a God of forever. It is eternal. And I love that aspect of God. It transcends the natural. It is supernatural God. That's the kind of God we have. But here's the thing that he started by saying this: compose a new song. I love music. I don't know about you, but I love music. Music has this ability to calm my heart, to guide my mind, to center me. I don't know what it is with music and Pastor Sam, but I love music. I love to sing, but I'll spare you from my gift because it's so good. Oh, you guys, okay, I'll sing it. I'll sing it. No, I won't. But anyways, I love music, right? I love music. It has this ability to center me, to guide my mind. And the psalmist say, listen, there is this idea in you. Because you're created in the image of the Creator, you have the ability to create, that something for God. So he says, compose a new song for God and sing it to Him. It talks about our ability to compose, our ability to create. We can co-create with God, and that is an amazing thing to be able to do. And we do that. We create because, but there's a reason for it. And he goes and says, because of the unbelievable things He has done. Here's the thing about God. This is the thing about us, is that so many times in our lives, we forget all the great things that God has done. As we walk into the new year, we think about all the horrible things and the bad things that 2019 has brought to us. But we forget that the ability to step into the new year is a gift of God to you and I, because He has done some amazing things in the year past. Can you think about all the great things that God has done for you in the last year? Can you look back and thank God for the amazing miracles that He has provided for you in your life, for how He has been your provider, how He has given you more than you ever deserve or ask or imagine of, how He saved you from troubles, how He sustained your life when you felt like life was falling apart. And then he goes on and continues, He has won the victory with the skills of His right hand and the strength of His holy arm. And this speaks of God's ability and the gift He has given you, because God is victorious, guess what? You get to experience the victories that God has for you, for your life. You are not a loser. There is no loser in this room. We are all victorious in Jesus. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Do you believe that the challenge up to 2019 was actually brought to your life to grow you, to bring you experience, so that you can be a new person with new experiences and new outlook in life? And I hope some of those things happen while you're being part of Delaware Christian Church. I hope that the victories that you experienced in life and the composing that you did and the great things that God has done happens right here in this place, Delaware Christian Church, in this community that God has called you to. We asked on social media not too long ago, maybe a week or so ago, we asked the question, what have you found at Delaware Christian Church? And if we had to summarize all that was said, I would summarize in this way. All confusion, all chaos, and feelings of being lost are demolished in the presence of Jesus' incredible love. As people put the words out there, that's what it totaled to, this idea that all confusion, chaos, feeling of being lost was all gone, demolished in the presence of Jesus' incredible love that people felt to the church. That's what church is all about. That's what we hope you have found here at Delaware Christian Church. That's what we long to be for people in our community, for you and for people in our community. This place where we can be known, valued, and cared holistically. But here's a list of the words that came. We have a little graphic with all the words that came through social media when it comes to that. Those are some of the responses we got from you. Acceptance, purpose, home, grace, support, peace, encouragement, hope, knowledge, mercy, belonging, fulfillment, comfort, connection, forgiveness, friendship, worth, family, becoming. Those are all some of the words that came out of the social media. This is what people have found in Delaware Christian Church. And you know what I, your pastor, have found at Delaware Christian Church? There's a word that from here that really touched me. It's the word acceptance. See, I don't take nothing for granted in life, right? And being a foreigner and being able to minister to Americans, that means you accept me. That means a lot to me. I have been accepted by you even though I am not an American guy. Right? I have an accent, and one of my biggest fears is that people will not understand me. I don't know, you might not know this about me, but there is a great sense of insecurity in my life because of my accent, or because of how I speak and the way I say things. And guess what? Sunday after Sunday, you accept me. You come and you sit in the pews to hear what God has to say through my life, through my study, through what He has done in my life. That's called acceptance. Even though I mess up, I'm an imperfect guy who live messed up life, and I make crazy jokes and dumb jokes, and I say things that is not right, and you still accept me for who I am and not for who you wish I would be. Acceptance is a word that I have benefited from here at Delaware Christian Church. What have you found at DCC? How have God moved in your life at DCC in the last few years? So today we celebrate what God has been doing in us and through us since the last January. So let's take a little step back and look in the book of Acts a little bit. In the New Testament, if you look at the book of Acts, it records the celebration and the challenges that the early church faced. Churches have been celebrating and have been facing challenges throughout history, right? The Spirit was leading them, and they were doing some amazing things, but they were doing all in order to follow God. They were doing their best to follow Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, as the church is getting going, there were some leadership vacancies. They prayed about that. They sought the Holy Spirit leading, and they filled the position that is needed. A need, and the Holy Spirit came alongside the church in the challenge. Later in chapter 6, there were some practical organizational problems that the church was facing that required the church to morph, the church to change in order to become more effective church. In fact, as you go through the book of Acts, the church and how, and as you check the church and how they seek the to follow the Holy Spirit's movement in them and through them, through changes, you see that the church changed quite often. From chapter 1 to chapter 8, all that you hear in the life of the church is challenges, celebrations, change. Challenges, celebrations, and change. By the end of chapter 8, one thing you know for sure, that change is a normal thing in the life of a church. The book of Acts talks to us, teaches us that change is something natural that happens in life. And let me tell you this, when I reflect back in the life of Delaware Christian Church in the last couple of years, there's two words that comes to mind all the time. It's the word change and transition. Change and transition. Those are the two words that frequently pop into my mind. Over the last couple of years, we have experienced a lot of transitions, a lot of changes in our ministries, in our programming, in our system, and staff. Changing how we do things and changing on who does what and who does things, right? A lot of those things has changed. It's like how we do things have changed and who do those things have changed. But here's the thing about changes. Changes are a funny thing. Right? It is funny business. I say funny because we usually resist change and transitions. But they are a great indicator of growth. And we love to hear about growth. But there is no growth without change. I love this idea of resolution and new year and stepping into to a new year. Because we are looking into new changes. We want our lives to change. And we want transitions to happen. And it might be in our romantic life. It might be in our economic life. It might be in our professional life. Maybe our spiritual life. Maybe we want it to be in shape and you want some change. But so some changes to happen there. Some growth to happen in your life in those specific areas. But we love to talk about growth and change, but when it comes down to doing those things, what we do, we say, I'm not doing it, right? I'm not. It's too painful. It's too painful to go through these changes in my life. Here's a normal thing. I have a little list for you up there. This is the process of growth in the life of anyone or anything. This is applicable to any aspect of your life. You want to grow. You want to be different. You cannot escape this. All right? Here's the thing. Growth produces change. Anytime you grow in any area of your life, that means that it's a change in happening. And changing produces loss because what it was before will never be there again. You just lost something. It's never going to be there again. And loss always produces pain. Every time you lose anything, even if that thing was bad and you lost that, guess what? You will hurt. A great example of that is addiction, right? Like a lot of people who wants to get out of addiction hurts when they have to let that which they are addicted for go. Any loss, good or bad, hurts. But that pain is what produces the growth longed for. There is no growth without pain. But who likes pain here today? Nobody, right? Nobody likes pain. And that's not something that we attach it to. That's not something we're looking forward to. It's like, you know what? I'm going to suffer today because tomorrow I'm going to be different. Who says that? Nobody says that. What do we do when it comes to pain? We run away. Right? You're like Sam when Laura asks you to do some chores in the house. You run, right? I run. I'm not there no more, right? Sam, take the garbage out. I'm out of the door with no garbage. Change, growth, lost, pain is just a product of life that allows us to be different, to be better. And as your pastor, I firmly believe that God has gone before us in all the changes and transitions that has happened here at Delaware Christian Church in the last couple of years. And that he's leading us into more change and more growth in order to prepare us for a brighter future. I know changes can make us feel strange, but it's crucial for the future God has for us as a church, as individuals. I know for those who have been at Delaware Christian Church for a long time, DCC has changed a lot from what it was years ago to what God is doing right here and right now. Transition involves loss in the way that things used to be. They also involve new personalities, new style of relating, new style of leadership, new approaches to ministry, new ways of doing things. The worship sounds different. The youth group feels different. My small groups feels a little different. What is the name of that new guy again? Whoa, there's a new family. I haven't met them. Oh, I gotta make new friends again. All these are normal things that come with change that creates a temporary disequilibrium, awkwardness in the church, in a church like ours. And I know you're feeling it because I am feeling it. We are growing, and there's some growing pains that we are going to it. I think we are all feeling it everywhere. But transition is not necessarily a bad thing. It is just changes, and it takes time to adjust to change. In a church like ours, it takes some people longer to adjust than others to what God is doing. But it is all good. It is okay. We just have to understand what is happening and allow God to do His thing among His people. Day by day, week by week, we are challenged to trust God in deeper ways together as a congregation. And we trust that He's leading us and take us to the next level, to the next place, to the next thing that He has for us. I've talked a lot about change. Let me tell you some things that has not changed at the Lower Action Church and will never change. The centrality of Jesus and the gospel over everything we say and do. The commitment to honor Jesus in and outside of these four walls. The transparency, the honesty, and the honor in life and in ministry. The pursuit for excellence in every ministry. The desire to pursue authentic community. The desire to know and to be known. To value people and to be valued by people. By who we are, but not how they want us to be or desire us to be. To care for people, to love people, and to be cared and to be loved in return. The desire to see people using their gift and abilities to honor God and to serve one another. The openness to embrace everyone. Everyone. Churches out there want select people. At Delaware Christian Church, we embrace people. Hey, you don't have to be perfect to come to Delaware Christian Church. If the pastor is not perfect, let me tell you this, you don't have to be perfect. But together we will pursue Jesus Christ, who makes us perfect. The desire to see people experiencing Jesus, growing in their faith and in their relationship, giving all of us the opportunity to be impacted by Jesus and to impact our families, our family, friends, and community for Jesus. The commitment to preach Jesus Christ to Delaware, to Columbus area, to Ohio, and around the world, that won't change, that will still remain. But we are still imperfect people living messy lives, but we will pursue Jesus and love those He sends to us here at Delaware Christian Church. There will be no judgment, there will be no pointing finger, there will be acceptance of God's work in your life and in my life and our lives together. There's good news though. Here's the good news. The good news is that in the past 3 years you have gone through lots of changes. DCC has gone from survival mode to thriving mode. From church plant strategy to now a maturity path strategy. Some of you have been here for the last 3 years with me, right? When we started this journey together in the last 3 years, there wasn't as many people as in the room as you see here today. There was about 130, 150 people, and Jen Kondo might be, and the elders might be able to tell a little bit more about how many people was in here back then. But that's not the case today. Right? I mean, we have a strategy back in the day of, you know, this is a new church plant because of the transition and the changes. Now we need to go from, we are surviving church. But let me tell you that God has done some amazing things in the life of this congregation. We have gone from survival mode, from church planting strategy, to a more thriving mode and a maturity path strategy. We survived. And now we, DCC, we are actually finding our God-given space in our community. Today, Delaware Christian Church is a better equipped church to serve you, your family, your friends, and our community. We're a stronger church and organization. We're hospitable to the broken and to the whole. We are not longer self-serving church. We are turning to our community and asking God this very important question. What, God, what is it that you have for us in our community? How can we impact this community? How can we save lives physically, spiritually, emotionally, in every other aspect of it? How can we impact people? I love this about us. We have grown up so good that now we don't need to be self-focused person like a child. We can go out in our community and touch people's lives. With all the changes that we have gone through, I hope it means that you are used to seeing newness of life happening right here at Delaware Christian Church. There's exciting news too. Those are good, but there's exciting news. And the exciting news is that we are not done changing and we are not done growing. I foresee 2020 being another year of growth where together we will experience God's presence and transformation as we grow in our faith, in our relationship with one another, and as we impact our community and we impacted by Jesus. Last year I shared with you the vision called the Hub. Right, and I have it up there for you. The Hub is this strategy that we have, that where we would be a spiritual, physical, emotional, and social healing place for our community. I really believe that God has called us to be a place, a safe place for people that they can come here spiritually broken, socially broken, mentally broken, physically broken, economically broken, and right here in this place, without judgment, without pointing the fingers, we can come alongside them and help them find wholeness. I believe that God is calling us to be the kind of church that embraces the individual and allow them to walk with God and to be made whole as God has intended them to be. No expectations, but a willingness to walk with one another towards Jesus. But to fulfill this vision, I foresee many more changes in the years to come. So let me highlight to you some of the possible changes for 2020. Our Sunday services are growing in numbers of people attending, right? And our building is creating some challenges to the staff and to the volunteers and how to minister to you on a regular basis. We will need to modify our current building space to better accommodate your family needs, and to create more room for people to experience God, to grow in their faith and in relationship, leading us all to impact Delaware and the world for Jesus. Think with me for a second about our children's ministry. We have experienced 30% retention of the new visitors that we have had in 2019. We expanded and added 3 additional classes for kids. We have an average of about 107 kids on our Sunday services. We did an outreach ministry last year, Lifeline Meal Packing, and we had over 100 kids participating on those meals. We have 125 kids experiencing Jesus here in our building on Easter. We have 40 kids go to church camp. We had the biggest VBS we have ever had before, and we'll talk more about that in a little bit. We had 13 kids being dedicated for Jesus. We had 20 kids attending CIY, 22 kids attending our first lock-in, and we have another lock-in coming in. So if you have kids, third, fourth, fifth graders, you need to get to know what's going on there. There's a lot of great things happening on that ministry. But here's the thing. We're running out of space for kids because you guys keep making them, and you know how to stop that. So, you know, should I keep going there? Oh, no, Laura said no. She doesn't want, whatever. I don't know why I do that, right? With the growth comes the need to continue to be effective church. A church that knows its people, the value its people, that cares for its people, which leads me to say that the current staff needs help. We need help. We are about 10 of us, and it's getting, at times it gets overwhelmed to take care of 500 and 600 people. We love in serving you and coming alongside you to serve our community, but the current staff is being overwhelmed, so we need to hire new staff. We need new people to come alongside us. So you'll see new people being hired. We need to invest in our family ministry. We need to invest in our discipleship ministry. We need to develop leaders and invest in our leadership program. We need to invest in our music ministry. We need to grow. We need to continue to expand on what God has given us. I don't know if you know this, though, but it's very true, and I'm being honest and humble here. I, Sam Rosa, have some weaknesses, and you need an assistant pastor that will offset my weaknesses, making us a better church and giving you an opportunity to be better served. I just don't have it all that you need. You need someone that's going to come alongside me so that together we can serve you better. Our Sunday morning services, although seating-wise, it is not maximized, everything else is. I foresee us changing services times to alleviate the between pressure that we feel when services run out of time. You have been here, you know, you were here today, and when the first service, because I preached too long, right? I talk too much, that's my life, right? I have a few minutes now to do something that I'm supposed to do in half an hour, so good luck, right? You're going to know. And because you know, we're having a good time and God's moving through our service, sometimes our service go longer, especially the first one, and impacted your life, doesn't it? Have you, you know, your people are coming out of that door, those doors, and you're coming in. Have you ever been in those halls when the services are running over and getting close to each other? I mean, it is packed out there, right? It's like people are rubbing shoulder to shoulder and elbow to elbow, and nobody likes rubbing elbows. I said something funny in the first service. Do you want to hear it? Ryan was here. We don't have the space. I mean, right here is great, but out there it gets really caught up. You're trying to get your kids and drop kids. And so changes are happening. Change will happen. These are some of the possible changes we will experience this year. I know change is hard, but we all know that it's necessary for a church that is leading people to know Jesus and to follow Jesus. So thank you for the prayers, for the support, and your ongoing value for unity. And for adapting and moving forward together as a church. Listen, let me tell you this. God is with us. I could not be more optimistic for our future. I would love to end this service, this sermon with going through the annual report. Hopefully you got one of these. You can open there. But before we do that, I want to read you two Bible verses that will drive what we do in 2020 and on out. The first one is this, Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 and on. Can we put that up there for us? Colossians chapter 3, verses 15 and 17 says this, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body." Listen, we were called for unity. We have been called for peace, the peace of Christ, and for one body, for unity. You and I have been called to walk together in Jesus and to allow God to work in our lives as one body. And be thankful. Be thankful for those who are around you in the pulpit, in the pews today. Look beside you and see other people. And be thankful for it. I could make it awkward and make you look to the side and say thank you to the person. I don't want to do that. But do that in your head. Look it in the side and say, Be thankful that God has put you together with us to walk this journey. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart to God. Listen, this is what 2020, 21, 23 is going to be all about. The centrality of Jesus in our hearts, in our lives. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. That's what we're going to do from here on out. We're going to preach Jesus, Jesus, and Jesus. Because I believe that it is Jesus who can bring the change that you need in your life. Jesus can bring the change. He has brought into my life. He can bring into your life. I believe in the power of the name of Jesus. And whatever you do, in word, deed, doing everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him, this is how we're going to live our lives. We're going to put Jesus first, and we're going to do things that pleases Jesus at Delaware Christian Church. The centrality of Jesus Christ is everything we say and do. But there's one more verse. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 says this. You will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. Let me tell you this. I don't know if you believe this, but you have been empowered by the Holy Spirit. You have the Holy Spirit of God in you right here and right now. If you have given your life to Jesus, if you have accepted Him, one of the gifts that God gives you, it is the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. So you and I, we all have the Holy Spirit of God in our life. So you have received the power of the Holy Spirit, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the remote part of the world. That's how we're going to live our lives, being witness of Jesus in Delaware, Columbus, Ohio, in the end of the world. That's how we're going to do. That's why, how we're going to live our lives. And we're going to continue to experience God's abundance blessing over us. So I needed to do this, give you this report. Look how God has great has been to us. The average Sunday morning attendance is 430 people. 430 people comes to us on a consistent basis to worship Jesus, to experience Jesus, to grow, and to be impacted by Jesus. We have over 107, average of 107 kids coming and listen from God's word. Your giving, your monthly giving, you have meet the weekly need and gone beyond that. Let me tell you this, the Lord Church, you are an awesome, generous church. You're not only contributing to the kingdom of God through your tithes and offering, but you're also helping the community. And we're going to talk more about this. And let me tell you this, we have, for those who have been part of the Delaware Christian Church, you have heard me say this before, and I want to make sure it is said here today. Your giving does not impact my financial life. I am not in the ministry to be rich. I know out there are pastors taking advantage of God's people. I know there are leaderships out there taking advantage of God's people, not at Delaware Christian Church. I am not in this to be rich. I'm in this to save, to be part of the kingdom of God and to preach the gospel for everybody. So your giving does not impact me personally, but it does impact everybody else around you. It costs money to pay the bills and to have graphics and to have computers and to have instruments and to pay and to buy the things for the kids and for the youth. It takes financial resources for you to be here today. That's where your tithes and offering goes to. But you have been generous. And because of your generosity, 36 people has been baptized this year at Delaware Christian Church. 36 individuals accept Jesus Christ, went into the water, and gave their life to Jesus. Listen, I can't say this because we record and we put on the website, but now it's out. I said on first service, I say here again. I was talking to a friend of mine who is a pastor of a 1,200 people church, and they baptized 12 people last year. Much bigger church than we are. God is doing something right here at Delaware Christian Church. It's not only about us. It's not all about what's going on here. It's about the mission and the impact we have. We packed 13,000 meals to Haiti last year. Do you remember that? How many of you guys were here? The church was set up into rows. We have food going everywhere, and people were doing it. We have even a little picture right there, and we packed 13,000 meals, and I want to do that again this year. Let's do that again this year, right? And do much more than that. I want to do 10,000 more. I don't know if you know this, but Haiti is in chaos right now. People don't have food. They don't have a way of getting food. People are suffering out there. And if we can come alongside them and serve them by sending food, let's do it. Right? We send 11 missionaries, 11 people from our congregation, Sarah and Christina, who's singing in the here today. They went to Cuba and served Jesus there and served the people and preach about Jesus. We had 39 plus hoodies being donated. And thanks for the Wallace family who came alongside us, and we were able to give coats and hoodies for kids who wouldn't have it otherwise this winter. We gave 12,435 diapers away to the diaper bank. Man, that was awesome. You guys came alongside the cause and you gave of yourself, your very generous church. And I want to do it again, and I want to do it bigger. Pacer Pantry, we'll be able to collect food two times for the school district and to provide food for those who don't have it otherwise. You're volunteering. This is unheard of. More than half of our congregation volunteer. There's 11 serving teams and 338 people volunteer. But here's the thing, though. We all called to serve. We're all called to volunteer. I'd love to see the average of 430 people volunteer on a regular basis to make Sunday morning happen. So one of the things that I love about Delaware Christian Church, we have so many areas that you can serve with different gifts. People ask me all the time, Pastor Sam, how can I be connected to Delaware Christian Church, right? And one of the best and the easiest way to be connected to Delaware Christian Church is through small groups. Small groups of work. Listen, it's very hard for me to care for 500 people, but it's much more manageable if we had 15, 20 small groups where people are connected to and building authentic community and praying for each other and love one another and meeting each other's needs in those small groups. And then I can be called into that small group instead of being worried about everybody else. Small groups is so important. I'm asking you, if you're not in a small group, get into one. Get more information. Email the office and talk to me. We'd love to plug you in small groups to build new small groups. If you'd love to be a small group leader, come talk to me. We'd love to empower you and get some people connect with you so that you can live life with other people, because it is hard to live Christian life by yourself. You need other people to come alongside you. And unfortunately, there's just one Sam to go around. I'm serious. We need to come with one another. We're brothers and sisters in Jesus, in Jesus' name, in Christ. We got to trust each other. I know out there churches have done a horrible job at times in creating authentic community. Let's do it differently. Let's do it right. Let's care for one another. Let's know each other. Let's value people for who they are and the journey that God has for them. Let's love them instead of judging them. Small groups allow us to do that. I've said this many times before. I don't want to be a big church. What do I want to be? A good church. A better church. A church where people are known. And I get to be known because I want to be known too. Where people are valued. And I get to be valued because I have some things that is good in me too. And I want to be loved and cared for. Like you. And man, if you can do that together, what kind of church do you think we could become? If we would give of ourselves to one another, if you're ready to know people and value people and care for people, what kind of church would be? Unmatched church in Delaware, in Columbus. And God would continue to multiply us. We would go from 36 to 100 people being baptized because God is moving the life of the church. And that's what I'm looking for God to move in my life, in your life, in our life together as a congregation. What do you say? Let's do this. In 2020, let's do that. Let's be a church where Jesus is in the center and we working hard on the outside so that people come to know Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, you have done some amazing things in our lives. You have done some crazy things at the Lower Christian Church life, and we are so thankful for it. I know the changes are difficult and growth is painful, but man, we're up for it. We want it. We want to see the move of God in our lives, the move of God in the life of our congregation. We want to see Acts chapter 1 through chapter 8 being happening right here and right now. We want it to mature as a church so that we can reach Delaware and Columbus areas for you, Jesus Christ. Because this is not about us. This is about you. It's in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that I pray. Amen.